Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and debate-rich topics on the AQA specification, crime and punishment. This is Theme E, and it's a topic that genuinely matters, not just for your exam, but because it asks some of the biggest questions humans have ever wrestled with. What do we do with people who break the law? Can people change? Is it ever right to take a life as punishment? And crucially, what do different religions say about all of this? Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before the exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know. We'll cover the key concepts, the religious teachings, the exam technique, and I'll even quiz you at the end. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute basics. First, you need to be crystal clear on the difference between a crime and a sin. A crime is an act that breaks the law of the land, the state's rules. A sin is an act that goes against God's law, a religious or moral violation. Now, these often overlap. Murder is both a crime and a sin in most religious traditions, but they're not always the same thing. Gambling, for example, might be legal but considered sinful by some Muslims. Examiners love it when candidates make this distinction clearly. It shows real understanding. Now, let's talk about the three main aims of punishment. You absolutely must know these. They are retribution, deterrence, and reformation. Retribution means giving an offender what they deserve, a punishment that matches the crime. Think of the phrase, an eye for an eye, from Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. This is sometimes called the lex talionis, the law of retaliation. It's important to note that retribution is not the same as revenge. Revenge is personal and emotional. Retribution is a formal, proportionate response by the justice system. Examiners specifically penalize candidates who confuse these two. Retribution says the punishment should fit the crime. It's about justice, not hatred. Deterrence means using punishment to put people off committing crimes in the first place. There are two types: specific deterrence, stopping that particular offender from reoffending, and general deterrence, sending a message to wider society. Many religious thinkers support deterrence because it protects innocent people, which links to the idea of loving your neighbor. Reformation. And this is the one many religious people feel most strongly about, means rehabilitating the offender, helping them change their ways and become a better person. Christianity, in particular, strongly emphasizes this. The parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 is a perfect example. A wayward son returns, is forgiven, and is welcomed back. The father doesn't punish him harshly. He celebrates his return. This is a powerful image of reformation and forgiveness. The Prison Fellowship, a Christian charity, works in UK prisons specifically to support this aim. Now let's look at religious views on punishment more broadly. For Christians, there is a real tension between justice and mercy. On one hand, the Old Testament, particularly Exodus, supports retributive justice. An eye for an eye. On the other hand, Jesus in the New Testament teaches forgiveness and compassion. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says, "Turn the other cheek." The Catholic Church emphasizes the dignity of every human being, even criminals, and strongly supports reformation. Quakers go even further. They are pacifists who believe in the power of conscience and have historically campaigned for prison reform. The Prison Reform Trust in the UK has strong Christian roots. For Muslims, justice is central to the faith. The Quran in Surah 5, verse 32 states that whoever kills a soul, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely. Islam recognizes a concept called qisas, just retaliation, which allows for proportionate punishment, including capital punishment in certain cases. However, forgiveness is also highly valued. The Quran says in Surah 42, verse 40, that the recompense of an evil act is an evil one like it. But whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is with Allah. So Islam holds both justice and mercy in balance. Now let's tackle the death penalty, capital punishment, which is likely to feature in your 12-mark question. Capital punishment is the execution of a criminal as punishment for a serious crime. It was abolished in the UK in 1969, but is still used in countries like the USA, Saudi Arabia, and China. Arguments for capital punishment often draw on retribution. Some crimes are so heinous that only death is a proportionate response. Some Islamic scholars support it in cases of murder, citing qisas. It also provides ultimate deterrence and protection. A dead criminal cannot reoffend. Arguments against are numerous and powerful. The sanctity of life argument says that only God has the right to give and take life. This is held by most Christian denominations, including the Catholic Church and the Church of England. There is also the risk of executing innocent people, a mistake that cannot be undone. Reformation becomes impossible if someone is executed. In most mainstream Christian denominations, including Quakers, Catholics, and Methodists, explicitly oppose capital punishment. The key tension here is between the Old Testament's support for retributive justice and the New Testament's emphasis on forgiveness and the sanctity of life. Literalist Christians who take the Bible word for word might support capital punishment based on Exodus. Liberal Christians who interpret scripture in its modern context are far more likely to oppose it. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is candidates writing Christians believe without specifying which Christians. Examiners are trained to look for denominational awareness. Say, Quakers believe or the Catholic Church teaches. This immediately lifts your answer. The second big mistake is confusing retribution with revenge. Write this down. Retribution equals proportionate justice. Revenge equals personal, emotional retaliation. They are not the same. For the 5-mark question, you must include a direct quote from a sacred text and explain how it supports your point. Use this phrase. This is shown in the Bible where it says, or this is supported by the Quran where it states, that explicit link to scripture is what triggers the top mark. For the 12-mark evaluate question, use the farm structure. F for give arguments in favor of the statement. A against, give arguments against. R, religious teachings, weave in specific quotes and denominational views throughout. M, main conclusion, give a justified judgment. Without that conclusion, you are capped at level 3, which means a maximum of 8 out of 12. Always conclude. Allocate 15 minutes to the 12-mark question. That's roughly 1 minute per mark plus planning time. Remember, AO1 and AO2 are equally weighted at 50% each. AO1 is knowledge and understanding, what you know. AO2 is analysis and evaluation, what you think and how well you argue it. Both matter equally. Okay, time for your quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between a crime and a sin? A crime breaks state law, a sin breaks God's law. Question 2. Name the 3 aims of punishment. Retribution, deterrence, reformation. Question 3. What does lex talionis mean and where does it come from? The law of retaliation, an eye for an eye, from Exodus 21, verse 24. Question 4. Which Christian denomination is known for its strong opposition to capital punishment and pacifist beliefs? The Quakers. Question 5. What is qisas? The Islamic concept of just retaliation. Proportionate punishment, including the death penalty in certain cases. Question 6. Which parable supports the Christian idea of reformation? The parable of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points to lock them in. 1. Know the difference between crime and sin, state law versus God's law. 2. The 3 aims of punishment are retribution, deterrence, and reformation. Remember, RDR. 3, retribution is not revenge, it's proportionate justice. 4. Christianity is divided. Old Testament supports retribution. New Testament emphasizes forgiveness and reformation. 5. Islam balances qisas, just retaliation, with the Quranic emphasis on forgiveness. 6. Most Christian denominations oppose capital punishment on grounds of sanctity of life and the possibility of reformation. 7. In your 12-mark answer, always use farm and always write a justified conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those 12-mark answers, and remember, the examiner wants to give you marks. Show them what you know, back it up with specific quotes, and always reach a conclusion. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.